Amen. Have your Bible. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Let's begin at verse 7. It says, "And on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory be in his holy name, that the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commandeth to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for the everlasting covenant, as saying unto thee, will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yet he provoked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people were idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth, the world that also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God, of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said amen, and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren to minister for the ark continually as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80. Obed-Edom also and the son of Jethuan and Josiah to be porters. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. Working every day. Working every day. As we look at this and we see in the Chronicles here, it's telling us about David as he brings the ark up into Jerusalem. And he's rejoicing in the day. It was, I guess you could say, that it was a very special day in the life of David. It was a very special day in the life of David's people as he brought this ark up into Jerusalem. Now you know the story. They had tried to bring it up before, and it didn't work out for him. They had took and made a new oxen, and they had took and made a new ox cart, and they had set the ark of the covenant on there, and proceeded to take it up. And after just a few steps and just a little ways, oxen stumbled, and when they did, Uzzah reached out to steady the ark, and of course God struck him dead. Because the ark was a type of the very presence of God, and there was a way to do things. There's the right way and the wrong way. And they was doing the right thing, but they was doing it in the wrong way. We can do the same thing the day and hour we live in if we ain't very careful. We can do the right thing, but we can do it in the wrong way. where you say, well, what would be the wrong way? If we're doing the right thing, wouldn't it be right? Yeah, if we do it in the right way, which is God's way. So we got to do everything that we do for God's glory. Amen? And then God can be pleased with it. So we see that David offers up this prayer. It's a prayer of thanksgiving. It was a very special time. It was a time of praise, a time of celebration. And that's all good. But you can't live, amen, you can't live on past experiences. Amen? Now, none of us can live on past experiences, praise God. We have to live day to day in the hour today that we live. But David, praise God, in his thoughtfulness, he put this into a song of praise, a psalm of praise, if you will, that were sung, praise God, and he gave it to Asaph to put before the people that they would have this continually to encourage their hearts. Just on the great things that God has done. Just look at these just a moment tonight, and we'll go to the house. It's been good to be in the Lord's house. Amen? Praise God. So we see the walk with God, and we see a satisfying walk with God, praise God, as He begins to move. And that is with a daily worship of God. Every day, sometime or another, we ought to stop and just praise God for the day that He's given. As Brother Chris already said several times this afternoon, praise God, this is a beautiful day that the Lord has given us. Amen? And we don't take that for granted. We realize today is the day that God gave us. This is the day the Lord made. And we just rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. I'm just glad. Hey, it's windy today. Miss Brenda started coming in. I thought her door and all was going to just keep going right on up the holler. Amen. It's been windy. But praise God, it's the day that the Lord did. And we're just glad that we can participate in it. And David begins in this Psalm of Thanksgiving. He begins to lay things out here. And we're going to go roundabout, but we're going to get back to where we want to be in a minute if the Lord will be our help. Okay? So you just bear in. I just want to show you a few verses, and then we'll just try to mind the Lord this evening. As we see David, he's trying to give this a psalm of thanksgiving, lifting up the Lord. I know it. I know I'm not stupid. It's not Thanksgiving. But every day ought to be a thanksgiving to the Lord. It may not be that specific day in November when we celebrate Thanksgiving, but every day ought to be a Thanksgiving day. Every day ought to be a day when we can just stop and at some point and just give God praise. It ought to be all day, every day. Amen? I'm talking about working every day. That's what I was thinking about. That's the title of the message. They working every day. Not just every now and then. See, it's not just in November when we praise God and give Him glory. It's every day that we live in this world. And David offers up this thanksgiving. And he calls upon the name of the Lord. Verse number 8, he calls upon His name. And he proclaims the name of God. He proclaims the name of the Lord, praise God. We ought to be proclaiming the name of the Lord every chance we get. We ought to be lifting Him up, praise God, everywhere that we go. As God would give the opportunity. I was talking to Brother Bobby the other night. He said, you know what? Sometimes we ain't careful. We miss opportunities. He said, wait a minute. You know, I was talking to these people, and I didn't even tell them nothing about, didn't he say nothing about Jesus? Amen. We ought to have a heart, praise God, to want to tell them something about Jesus. To mention our Lord, praise God, His goodness, His mercy, His love, what He's done for us. That's the gospel, praise God. Telling people about Him, who He is, and what He means to us. If I counted correctly, David mentions the name of the Lord 14 times in verses 8 through 36. So he didn't let this opportunity pass him by without magnifying, lifting up the Lord. He called upon the Lord. He mentioned the Lord. He magnified the Lord. He lifted up the name of his Lord. And it's not that hard to do. You can slide Him in about anywhere. Amen. That He can get the glory out of it. In verse number 9, he talks about the remembering God's works. Remember what God has got the magnificent things that God has done. Amen. Can you think of anything that God's done for you? Is they not works in your life, praise God, that God has performed for you? Amen. That's thanksgiving. Praise God. That's something to be thankful for. David had this thing pegged. Amen. He said, hey, listen, just remember the works that God has done in your life. The things that He's done for you, praise God, that encourages you. He said, sing unto Him, sing songs unto Him, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Amen. When you get an opportunity, praise God, hey, let me just tell you what Jesus done for me. Let me tell you what the Lord done for me. Let me tell you how the Lord loved me. Let me tell you how the Lord saved me. Let me tell you how the Lord brought me out of this and brought me through that. And praise God, how He just blesses me. Amen. Hey, worshiping the Lord ain't that hard. Serving the Lord ain't that hard. He said, so remember His words. Not only did He say remember His words, but He said remember remember God's words. Verse number 18, look what He says. He said, saying unto thee, will I give the land of Israel, the lot of your inheritance. He said, hey, praise God. He said, remember what God said. God made us some promises. Peter said He made some great, exceedingly precious promises, praise God, that we can take to the bank when we believe on God. When we put our faith and trust in Him because He's already made us promises. Amen. Just as He made a covenant with the nation of Israel, praise God, He's made us promises in the New Testament, which is the new covenant in Lord Jesus Christ, and He's made us those promises that He will keep and fulfill. And when we trust and believe on Him, praise God. It's an everyday thing. It's not something that we just hit and miss on occasionally. But we put our faith in, praise God. We remember the works He did. We remember the words that He said. And we remember the wonders that He did. Look at verse 24. He said, declare His glory among the heathen. The heathen. Those are the unbelievers. Declare His glory among the heathen. His marvelous works among all nations. Amen. So David said, he said, remember the works that the Lord has done for you in your life. Remember where He come to you, where He saved you, when He lifted you up, when He put you above, praise God, thanks, when He took priority in you. Amen. You know, in order for you to be saved, Jesus took priority in your life. He come to where you was, praise God. When we weren't, hey, listen, we weren't even anticipating salvation. We didn't even understand. We underestimated the mighty hand of God. But God loved us enough to come to us, praise God. And He said, just remember the works that He done, remember the words that He said, and remember the wonderful things that He's accomplished in your life. Because He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. Declare ye His glory among the nations. Amen. Everywhere that you go, His marvelous works among the nations. Praise the Lord. He's good. Amen. So we remember His glory. The glory of an almighty God. We remember His greatness because He is great. He's not a little God. He's a great God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If He is a little God, He wouldn't be big enough to be our God. But He's a great big God. He's not a little God. He's not a God that you can put in a box. He's not a God that you can make an idol of and set it up and call Him. Praise God. His glory is manifest. His greatness is big. Amen. I think what's wrong in our Christian churches today is we make God too small. We try to put Him in our little box and our little thinking. And God's way too big for that. God is the God of the universe. Amen. Everything that we see, He created. Amen. Created for Himself, for His glory. Amen. So we see glory, greatness, but we see His goodness. How good He is to us. Amen. Praise God. We can never thank Him enough for all the good things that He does for us. Amen. Praise God. So we see David saying, he said, the excitement of the day, and it's a wonderful day. David said, it's an exciting time since we brought the Ark of the Lord, praise God, the presence of the Lord into Jerusalem. And what a magnificent day. What an exciting day. It was excitement in the camp. And it inspired the songs of praise that would go out, that would be received, praise God. And that would remain from generation to generation for all to behold, all to participate in, all to be brought to remembrance of. Amen? Praise God. It would be used one day, praise God, so that people could use it to worship God and magnify Him. To lift up His name. He said it wasn't for naught that this was done. Amen. It was so that we could worship God. And he said, well, after we worship God, he said, then comes our witness of God to God. The witness for God. That's after worship comes witness. Amen. We come into the house of God and we worship, and then we go out in the world to witness, to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 23 said, we're witness to the lost. He said, sing unto the Lord, all the earth show forth from day to day His salvation. Amen. He said, so what we do, he said, we worship God, we figure out who He is and how great He is, how mighty He is, how good He is. He said, then we go out into the world to witness for Him. Witness the greatness of God Almighty. That folks can see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory. Something that He's doing. So we go out to witness to the lost. Not only go out loose to witness the lost, we got to witness to the world. The whole world. Look at verse 24. He said, declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. Amen. He said, so we go out and we witness to the lost. We go out and we witness to the world. You say, well, Pastor, how can we witness to the world? Praise God. By putting ourselves out there. Amen. Praise God. We're seeing people nowadays, and it amazes me how you see people on the news programs today, and they're just bragging on the Lord and just lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ and magnifying Him and preaching the gospel. Amen. Right on news programs today. Amen. I seen one yesterday praying. It just blessed my heart good on Newsmax. That little preacher was on there, and he was just laying it out just as straight as you could take it out of the book. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How He loved us and how He came and how He died on the cross and He shed His blood and He was buried and He rose again, praise God. And I'm saying, glory, hallelujah, preach on, brother. Amen. He was a witness. He was witnessing for Christ. He had an opportunity and He didn't waste. He could have got up there and been political and said this and that and back this. But praise God, He just preached the gospel. Amen. Just tell the gospel, praise God, to witness for Christ every opportunity that we get. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's what makes the difference. Amen. There's a work to do every day. Every day work to do, praise God. But somebody just has to do it. Just encouraging each other in the Lord to be a witness for Christ, praise God. What it ought to be like. Amen. He goes on in verse 31, he says this. He said, let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, let's just lift our voices up. Let's be glad. Praise God. Let's rejoice and let's just say that the Lord reigneth. The Lord's large and in charge. Praise God. The Lord God Almighty. Amen. He's still sitting at the right hand of the throne of God doing what God does best. Taking care of you and me. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's where the rubber meets the road, praise God. He said, we're the witness to the lost. We're the witness to the world. Amen. You know what's sad, though, Brother Bobby? Sometimes we won't even witness to people in our community. We have plead God, ask Him, give us an opportunity. Just tell a neighbor about Jesus. Maybe just to live a Christian life before our family and our friends. Let them know, praise God, where we stand, that we love Lord Jesus Christ because He first loved us. That He saved us by His marvelous grace and He put us in His family, praise God. And now we're part of the family of God. We are somebody going somewhere. Amen. With a blessed hope, praise God, from the Lord God of heaven. Amen. So we see the worship and then we see the witness, praise God. And we see it. Archbishop William Temple, and he said, when I was in Bible college, I got this and I wrote this down back then. And it's always been a blessing in my heart because this is what he said. He stated the essential nature of worship and what worship is. And he said this, and I quote, he said, for to worship is to quicken the conscience by the holiness of God, to feed the mind with the truth of God, to purge the imagination by the beauty of God, to open the heart to the love of God, and to devote the will to the purpose of God. I thought that was about as good as I've ever heard, praise God, it stated about the worship of God, what we should be in our worship toward God Almighty. And I see this in David, and I see it in David's assignment that he gives to Asaph and these others, praise God. And I'm circled full circle, and I just want to look for just a minute time, you'll be patient with me, on the working of every day, praise God, and these fellas had a burden on their heart for the things of God, praise God. Something took place and transpired in their life that got them excited about the goodness of God and His mercy of God and the help from God and the encouragement from God in a life in the Lord and the blessings He has to bestow on them that love His appearing. Amen. And we can see it if you go plumb back into 1 Chronicles chapter 13. And we see that the Bible tells us as David was trying to move the Ark of the Covenant, I've done heard though, said in your hearing. And they'd done the right thing in the wrong way. And Uzzah put forth his hand, verse number 9, and took hold of the Ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he had put forth the hand to the ark. And there he died before God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Wherefore that place is called Perez Uzzah unto this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" Now watch this. So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside. Now watch this. Into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Things was getting ready to change for Obed-Edom. Obed-Edom was just lowly Gittite. Never expected much, praise God, but all of a sudden he was the caretaker of the Ark of the Covenant. Now that's not a little bitty thing, that's a great big thing. And it was a daily thing, praise God, to minister at the Ark of the Covenant. And said the Ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Amen. So they took the ark to Obed-Edom's house, and they left it there in his care. They must have been something about Obed-Edom. Praise God that David acknowledged, and he put it in his care. He began to be the porter for the Ark of the Covenant, and they took it into his house. And the Bible said that when it went to his house, for 3 months it was there, and for 3 months the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom. For 3 months. Now he blessed his house and all that he had. Everything that Obed-Edom had, praise God, God began to bless it and God began to multiply it. And praise God, you want me to tell you why? Because the presence of God was in the house of Obed-Edom. And when the presence of the house, glory, hallelujah, somebody jump up and shout. When the presence of God gets into your house, God will begin to bless you. And the more you begin to appreciate what God's doing, praise His holy name, the more He'll bless you. Amen. Obed-Edom looked around and he was getting blessed on every corner. Everything is going on, praise God, was a blessing to Obed-Edom. The Bible says that David got this thing pegged down. He said, "You know what?" He said, "We got to go down and we got to get that ark and we got to bring it up." But he said, "Now listen, fellas, I want you Levites, says, I want you to sanctify yourself unto the Lord." Amen. Prepare yourself. Said, "We're going to go down and get that ark. And we're going to bring it up." Boy, I tell them that, boy, their eyes got big. They said, "Oh, no." Remember what happened to Uzzah? Uzzah went down there, praise God. He just touched that thing and he fell. God struck him dead. And they said, "Oh, no, we're going to do it right this time." He said, "I was going back, I was researching this thing." He said, "We got to carry it up, but we got to carry it up, praise God. And we got to carry it up by the poles and the Levites. You'll sanctify yourself unto the Lord for this purpose and you'll carry it on your shoulders. We're going to forget about the ox cart, praise God. You men, praise God, are going to set yourself aside and you're going to get ready. You're going to get right and you're going to carry the ark, that presence. Glory, hallelujah." He said, "You're going to take God on your shoulders and you're going to carry Him up to Jerusalem and place Him in a place at the tent that we prepared for the ark." Amen. I could just see in my mind's eye these fellows. Boy, they said, "Okay, King, that's what you say." And boy, I guarantee you they were some serious praying and soul searching. Amen. Laying hands on the things of God. You better have clean hands, is all I'm saying. Amen. So Obed-Edom, he's there, he's watching this. And they come and they get that ark and they start out of there with it. And after they went just a little while, they stop and they offer up sacrifices and things to God. But I want you to notice something, Obed-Edom. In verse number 18, David's got these Levites that he's appointed. Amen? He's appointing some singers and people on the instruments and the people to play music and to handle the music and the psalteries and the harps and the cymbals sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So they had players on instruments and they had singers of songs, praise God. And they was accompanying this ark as it's going up. And David's appointing these people. And guess who fell in line, praise God, and said, "What? Hey, if the presence of God's going to leave my house." He said, "Glory, hallelujah." Obed-Edom said, "I'm going with it. I ain't staying behind. I'm not going to be left out. If the presence of God's going somewhere else, I'm going wherever it is." Amen. Praise God. We got to stay in the presence of the Lord. You get to chasing around after the world, you'll find it. But listen to what the Bible says. It said in verse number 18, it said, "And with them, their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Zaziel, Shemaramoth, and Joel, and Una, and Elab, and Benaniah, and Messaniah, and Mattaniah, and Eliphaliah, and Echaniah, and what? And Obed-Edom and Jewel, the porters." Amen. So it seems to me like Obed-Edom has done volunteered. He said, "You know what? I'm going to be a porter." David said, "I'll be a porter." He said, "Listen," said, "you know you can trust me. I took care of it at my house. I'll take care of it on the road, and I'll take care of it at your house." Praise God, Obed-Edom. He said, "I want to be in the presence of God. I don't want to be left out. I want to be a part of this thing every day." Amen. I tell you what, we ever get, praise God, used to being in the presence of God every day, we won't want to do without it. Amen. Hey, listen, if Sunday morning's okay for you, I guess. But praise God, I want to be in the presence of the Lord every day. I want to be in His presence probably every instant, every second of my life. So Obed-Edom, he was a porter. Amen. But then it says, so the singers, Haman and Asaph and Nathan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. I wonder what it'd look like if you had somebody with great old big cymbals and they're going, "Glory to God." Amen. Wouldn't do fit too good in our churches today. Amen. But out there in the open, they sounded pretty good, I guess. Amen. And he got these singers together. Amen. And guess who's part of the singers? And Mattaniah and Eliphaliah and Micaiah. And Obed-Edom and Joel and Ahaziah with the harps on the Sheminith to exile. Praise God. So here we have Obed-Edom. He's done volunteered, praise God, to be one of the porters. Then we got Obed-Edom. He's done volunteered, praise God, to be one of the singers. He's lined up. And this is before they ever get going out good. Praise God. Listen to what it says. In verse number 24, praise God, listen. He began to sing those songs of the Levites. And it's instructed in music and in the songs, praise God. Praise the Lord. And it said, Obed-Edom and Jethro were doorkeepers of the ark. Verse 24. So we hear it laid out. He's porter. He's one of the singers. He's one of the doorkeepers at the ark. Praise God. This Obed-Edom. And the Bible said, so David, verse 25, and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. Amen. Praise God. So here they go to get that ark and to bring it up out of there. Praise God. Obed-Edom's been working every day. He's done worked himself in. He's done got him jobs. Praise God for the glory of God. He's done got him jobs in the presence of the Lord where he can stay with it. He stay with the Lord wherever he goes. Amen. And they carry up that ark, praise God, up out of the city. And then Obed-Edom, he's a gatekeeper. That means he's to maintain the security, maintain the order of the worship, to make sure the things are being done right and not done wrong like they were in the past. Amen. He had a very important job. Amen. As the gatekeeper, he had a very important job as the porter. Amen. Praise God. He had an opportunity to serve the Lord, to do something for Him every day. And then we see when they got it up there, and they got that ark up to Jerusalem, and David's put it in where it belongs, and God's began to get the glory out of it. He assigns Asaph, verse 37, to keep in the ark. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually as every day's work required. Now watch this. Continually, every day. I mean, worshiping, serving the Lord ain't a once a week or once a month or once a year thing. Worshiping God, praise God. Worshiping and witness for the Lord is a everyday occurrence. Amen. Come on now. Somebody say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. But look what verse 38. He said, "In Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80, that's 68 people, by the way. Amen. Obed-Edom also son of Jotham and Hosiah to be porters." Amen. So he said he tells it again. Praise God. He said he's done such a good job. He said, "Hey, Seth, I want you to continue to use Obed-Edom. He's done made it out from his house all the way up to Jerusalem into the house of God where the ark and the presence of the Lord was." And David said, "Hey, listen, I'm giving this assignment and I want you to have these singers. I want you to have these people to take care of the ark. I want to have these people continually in the presence of God doing the things day by day that's needed in the house of the Lord." Amen. That God would get the glory. He said, "I want Obed-Edom. I want him and I want his kinfolk. I want his people. Praise God. I believe Obed-Edom, when he went out of there, he said, "Youngins, we got to go." He said, "We've been so blessed in the presence of God. We just need to stay in his presence. And wherever God goes, that's where we need to be." And I don't think they struggled with that. God had blessed them in so many ways. Praise God. Kind of like he has us, church. Blessed us in so many ways. I don't want to ever get away from God. Amen. I want to stay in his presence. I want to work for him every day. Doing something for the Lord, praise God. Lifting up his name, magnifying him. Thanking him for his goodness. Obed-Edom, praise God, he was made porter at the Lord's house. The tent that David had set up for the Ark of the Covenant to be brought to. He said, "I want Obed-Edom. I want his folks." He said, "I want them to be porters." He said, "I want them to be in charge of the doors." Amen. He said, "I want them to be there so that nothing can be out of place. I want them to be servants, praise God, in the sacred place where God is. I want them to be in a place where they can watch who's going in, who's coming out, and who's doing this and who's doing that. I want him to be one of the observers." Amen. Keep us staying lined out. And keep looking, keep respecting, keep admiring the presence of God and being in that presence. He said, "Hey, listen," he said, "Asaph," he said, "I want this thing to minister before the ark continually. Every day's work, as every day's work requires." Amen. "I want to continue working to be going on." And said, "In order to do that," he said, "I've got to have people that's in it for the right reason." He said, "Oh, Obed-Edom, he knows what's going on. You might say Obed's been there and done that. And he's ready just to worship the Lord." Amen. I can probably hear him. You probably hear Obed-Edom as they're coming down the house and they're going to get that ark. And you know, they're setting up things and they're making preparations. Because David said, "We ain't going to mess this up this time." He said, I'm going to make sure, praise God. And David's supervising this. He said, "I've done studied and I've researched it. It's the Levites of God, praise God. You got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You got to carry it on staffs." So we're going to have to go into Obed-Edom's house and we're going to have to get that thing out very carefully. Amen. We don't want to bump it on nothing. Amen. So we got to bring that thing out very carefully. And Obed-Edom, he's a talking it up. He said, "Well, just let me tell you, fellas, by how blessed you are." He said, "This thing's been in my house for 3 months. And boy, God has been so good to me. Amen. Boy, his presence has been so real." He said, I just feel like I'm in the love and embrace of God all the time. Amen. It's kind of like what you'd expect worship to be. It's like I go in worship and I'm in his presence, the very presence of God. Fellow said, I just can't explain it, how great it is. He's magnifying the Lord, witnessing for God. Amen. These folks are seeing that, and apparently David's seen it. He saw something in Obed-Edom. Oh, Obed-Edom done got a hold of something that got a hold of him. Listen, you know, I'm saying, praise God, he's working every day to do. And we need to get a hold of God. We need to let God get a hold of us. That we can do that that's according to His will. Submit ourselves, praise God, unto Him, to the purpose of God. What God would have for us. What God have us to do. Amen. So we could just praise Him and worship Him. And so we could witness for Him along the way. There's so much to be done. But God's so ready and willing to help us to do it. If we'd just be like Obed-Edom. If we just surrender, praise God, and we'd get in line and just say, when they says, who'll go? Say, Lord, send me. Amen. It might not always be easy. Isaiah done that, remember? Isaiah said, Lord, here am I, send me. And God said, okay, go. Well, Isaiah went out there and he began to preach. He preached his heart out. Preached his heart out for years and years. And he said, Lord, there ain't nobody listening. He said, Lord, how long? And the Lord said, well, just till the world was out of habitation. Amen. Just preach and just teach. Just tell them till there ain't nobody left to tell. You know, Isaiah, he's getting pretty downtrodden. God said, well, Isaiah, there'll be a remnant. There'll be a few that'll listen. There'll be a few that gets in. There'll be a few that receive the blessings from God. And said, praise God, you're going to get to be the one that gives them that. That points them in the right direction. Amen. You know what Isaiah did? He just kept preaching. Kept telling people about the Lord. How good He was. How much He loved them. How much He cared for them. How much He wanted to help them. Amen. Till he couldn't preach no more. That's what God's people do. That's what we're encouraged to do. Just keep telling it till we can't tell it no more. Till there ain't nobody left to tell it to. And then we can tell it to the trees and the rocks and the woods. Amen. Just magnify how good God is. Maybe a little bird catch it over here and go flying off. Tell somebody else, some of his little friends about how good God is. But you know, it's amazing to me. They know. They know. The other morning I got up and it was pretty cold. That wind was a whipping. There's a little old bird out there in that tree beside my study, and he was just a whistling just like it was a beautiful day in the middle of spring. Amen. He was just as happy as could be. Of course, my bird feeder is right there. Amen. He was eating his heart's desire. But boy, he was happy. He was happy in the Lord. He didn't question God. He's just a little created creature, praise God, and he was just magnifying the Lord best way he knew how. You know, and I was enjoying that. I said, go ahead, buddy, just praise the Lord. And I was rejoicing with him. Amen. Because that's every day's work. That's what we do. David said, praise God, he brought it up the right way, and Obed-Edom got in there, praise the Lord. He was working, doing the work of the Lord every day. He said he wasn't going to be left out. He was signing up to sing. He was signing up to be a porter. He was signing up to be the doorkeeper. He was signing whatever God could, wherever God could use him. Obed-Edom was signing up. He said, here I am, Lord, use me. Amen. And old King David saw that, and he just kept putting him to work. And Obed, I can just see him. Boy, he's just smiling as God's smiling on him. Amen. He's manifest in the presence of God. Obed-Edom's sharing the word. He said, boy, youngins, it's good to be here. Amen. It's not a toll. It's not a job. Those 3 months wasn't a hindrance to me. It was a blessing to be able to serve the Lord in the presence of God. It's a good thing to be able to serve the Lord in the presence of God. Amen.